Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Choosing Longevity Over Martyrdom. There's a quiet narrative that runs through education. The best teachers sacrifice everything. They stay the latest. They respond the fastest. They take on the most. They absorb the most. And if you're exhausted, that means that you must care. But what if that story is incomplete? What if the real measure of commitment isn't how much you sacrifice, but how long you can sustain the work? Before I get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. First thing I'm thankful for is my wife with all that she does, the steadiness she brings, the way she shows up day after day, the way she carries responsibility without announcing it. That kind of quiet consistency, it reminds me that impact doesn't have to be dramatic to be powerful. The second thing that I'm thankful for is for quality technology that works when you need it. When the Wi-Fi holds, when the projector turns on, when the microphone works. It sounds small, but when systems cooperate, stress, it can drop. And when stress drops, you lead better. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is books. Books that stretch your thinking. Books that sharpen perspective. Books that remind you that your struggle isn't isolated. Books can slow you down, and slowing down, it protects your longevity. All right, let's get into it. The topic again is choosing longevity over martyrdom. Martyr culture is subtle. No one stands up at staff meetings and says, "Burn yourself out to prove you care." But it's there. You notice who stays the latest. You notice who volunteers first. You notice who says yes every time. And slowly, sacrifice becomes identity. You start thinking, if I leave on time, am I doing enough? If I say no, will I look less committed? That internal comparison is where martyr culture begins. Boy, I've been there. I've been there, and I've had to check myself. See, martyrdom, it feels righteous. Here's why it's dangerous. It does feel noble. I'll handle it. Or I can carry that. Or, hey, it's for the kids. And yes, heart matters. But when sacrifice becomes constant, something shifts. You stop pacing yourself. You stop asking if something is sustainable. You stop noticing your limit. And exhaustion, it becomes normal. So just imagine this. It's 4:45. The hallway lights are dim. Your bag is packed. You're tired. and there's one more task on your screen, you tell yourself, just finish it. Just stay a little longer. It won't take that long. That moment is not about the task. It's about identity. Are you staying because it's necessary or because leaving feels like weakness? Longevity asks a different question. It asks, what allows me to show up strong tomorrow? So that's an important way to reframe thinking. See, chronic over-sacrifice shows up slowly. Burnout, it rarely explodes overnight. It erodes. Patience shortens. Tone, it sharpens. Joy fades. You're still functioning, still teaching, still showing up, but something feels heavier. Martyr culture doesn't create dramatic collapse. It creates quiet depletion. In longevity, it requires pacing. Every high performer in every field understands pacing. I'm not talking about pacing curriculum. I'm talking about pacing yourself, pacing your performance as a teacher. See, athletes, they rest. Leaders delegate. Writers pause. But teachers often feel guilty pacing. We treat exhaustion like proof, like an award. Longevity, it requires rhythm. Work deeply, rest intentionally, disconnect fully, and then return renewed. That's not laziness. That's strategy. Students need stability, not heroics. Students, they don't need a teacher who burns bright for 5 years and disappears. They need consistency. They need a steady adult who lasts. Consistency builds trust. Trust, it builds safety. Safety builds learning. And then longevity, going the long run, it can multiply. It multiplies your influence. Martyrdom, it limits it. Martyr culture, it impacts new teachers. New teachers watch veteran teachers. They study behavior. They internalize norms. If they see chronic exhaustion, constant overextension, and no boundaries at all, they assume this is what it takes. Some adapt. They do. Some will adapt to that type of thinking, that type of approach. Some will leave. Longevity, it protects more than you. It protects the profession. Over-sacrifice shrinks your world. If teaching consumes all of you, something else loses oxygen. Marriage, parenting, friendships, health, curiosity. When your entire identity becomes output, imbalance follows. You are a teacher, but you are also a whole human. Longevity honors the whole person. Commitment is measured over years, not evenings. Remember that. Anyone can stay late once. Anyone can grind through a season. But the teachers who make the deepest impact are the ones who stay year after year. They regulate, they pace, they protect their energy. And because they last, they influence longer. Longevity is stewardship. You didn't create all the pressure in this profession. You didn't design the systems. You didn't invent the mandates. You didn't build the expectations. And burnout is not a character flaw on you. It often is the result of sustained pressure in a demanding environment. But here's the part that still belongs to you. How you pace yourself, how you protect your energy, how you decide what is sustainable. Longevity isn't selfish. It's stewardship. The students you haven't met yet matter too. The class 5 years from now, the kids who will need your steadiness, the family who will need your calm presence. They deserve a version of you that is still grounded, still patient, still able to care deeply without running on fumes. Over-sacrificing today doesn't serve tomorrow. Sustainability does. You don't have to prove your commitment through exhaustion. You don't have to validate your dedication by depletion. Choose longevity. And by choosing longevity, is choosing to stay. And staying matters, y'all. As I do a reflective closing here, I want to say that you can care deeply without carrying everything. You can work hard without working endlessly. You can be committed without being consumed. This profession needs teachers who last, teachers who pace themselves, teachers who protect their energy, teachers who choose sustainability over performance. Choose longevity. Not because you owe the system, but because the work is too important to lose good teachers early. If you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast and your podcasts that you listen to, and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.